Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is What Happened to the United States? Everything about this country was perfect. So what happened? What happened to this country? We were once the greatest nation in the world. Now we're on the verge of bankruptcy. It wouldn't take much to cause a financial collapse. We could even become a third world country by the way we're heading. This country has it all. Good soil to grow just about any crop you want to plant. Our land is full of precious minerals that we could mine. Everything about this country was so perfect. So what happened? Why have we become so dependent on other countries for the things we have right here in our own backyard? Why do we import everything these days? It is so important for a country to be self-sufficient. For example, when we entered World War I and II, we were able to produce everything needed to sustain ourselves. We can't do that these days. A lot of contracts have been given to foreign countries. We also rely too much on imports. What if we went to war with one or two or more of these countries? What would happen if our enemy took over the countries that we rely on for minerals or parts for our jets or basically anything that is not mined or manufactured here? We lost our self-sufficiency. We have no one to blame but ourselves. We let too many things happen to this country. We let atheists tell us we can't pray here or there. They tell us we have to remove God from this country. This country was built on God by faith and trust in Him. This country cannot survive without God, as you will see. It's already fallen apart. We let the immorals of homosexuality have its way. We all hate child molesters, yet we let people manufacture and sell costumes that makes a woman look like a little girl. Look at our prisons, filled to the max. Sex is totally out of control. There's nothing sacred about it anymore. By the way things are going, kids will be having sex before they're 10 years old. Families are almost non-existent. Kids are out of control. Our youth are not getting properly educated. Too much reliability on technology. We don't have to use our mind anymore. Both parents have to work to keep up with the wants. God will take care of our needs, provided we love Him and not rebel against Him. This is why both parents have to get a job these days. God doesn't want to see broken homes or families that are apart, even though they live together. I remember when the father would go to work and the mother would be at home for the family. It was nice to get up in the morning to a good breakfast, come home from school, and mom would be there waiting. In the evening, we would all have a good wholesome dinner together, not fast food garbage or frozen dinners. This was a great time for the family to interact with each other. Everyone seems to be so self-absorbed these days. Instead of how can I help, it's what can I do for me. There is a great lack of consideration for one another. Instead of people being considerate, it seems like they want to make others angry. If you need an example, just take a drive somewhere. It won't be long before you see what I'm talking about. Inconsideration, purposely doing things to annoy others, or just plain being ignorant is nothing more than hate. It's all in your attitude. If you want to have a pleasant day, then be pleasant. If you want to be miserable, then keep it to yourself. From time to time, things go wrong. Mistakes happen, as well as accidents. Nobody's perfect. We need to remember this. When someone makes a mistake, we need to help them through it, not make it worse for them. This is called compassion, a form of love. Be grateful for what you have. There's always someone else out there that's worse off than you. Greed has many different forms. It's already has caused this country to be on the verge of a depression. The world itself is close to a global economic collapse. Things are happening all over the world that we need to be concerned about. Natural disasters, famine, disease, terrorism, a new superpower on the rise, which will be a big threat to the United States. And I don't think we're going to win this one. What happened to this country? What happened to the world? Why are we putting up with terrorism? Why do we even negotiate with these people? Can't negotiate with hate. Israel has been trying for years. They keep giving away land in exchange for a peace deal, and the U.S. even coaxed them into it. They have given away land that rightfully belonged to them. They're almost out of land. The land they've traded for peace still hasn't brought them any peace, only more terrorists. They almost have Israel completely surrounded. Egypt is the only one left, and they're hooking up with Iran and going to break ties with Israel. Israel right now wants to give up half of Jerusalem. Israel, the United States, and England seem to be wimping out these days. Not having God as head of a nation is a big mistake. Back when Israel had faith in God, they were strong, the ultimate warriors, just as they were in the Old Testament days. Let's look at the Six-Day War. It was an impossible feat for any country to accomplish what they did in 6 days. God has certainly been with them then. History repeats itself. Great nations come and go like the wind. With God, nothing is impossible. When we start pushing God away, disaster happens. These things are happening right now to Israel, the United States, and England. Just read Deuteronomy 28 and you'll see what I mean. It's not going to get better until we get better. In other words, wake up. Man seems to always want to do things his way. Why? Because of pride. God created this planet and He created us. One other of man's downfalls is teaching evolution. God knows better than anyone about how things are supposed to be done, whether it's farming or how to set up a community so there isn't people living on top of people causing diseases, and also how to punish criminals so crimes will cease, even how to pay taxes. We have more taxes than we know what to do with. God gives us all the instructions we need to be healthy, prosperous, and so no one goes without. We could be free from all misery, so why are we so stupid? We wouldn't let someone operate on us without knowing that person was properly instructed on how to perform an operation, would we? How about work on our car, or build a house for us, or teach our kids in school? There's a perfect instruction manual available to us on everything we need to know about life and how to live it. That manual is called the Bible. It was given to us by our ever-loving God. If we all would follow His instructions, we could all live together in perfect harmony. We would be able to live our lives in total peace and freedom without fear. God wants to bless us so much, He doesn't want us to suffer. All God is asking is that we love Him back. Why is that so hard? Such a small price to pay for peace and happiness. Thank you, and may God bless you and your family.